Capital One, thank you so much for the support of this podcast. I've been paying attention. I see that you put people first. You're both igniting positive change and becoming a force of good in our communities. And you're really making sure that you're giving back with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to get the real important work done. If you all want to find out more of what they're up to, head on over to CapitalOne.com/about.
Hey, it's that time. That's right. It's your 5 minutes or less motivation to kickstart your day. It's called Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go, Matt. All right, so today I want to talk about how the finish line ruins dreams. I know, I can't believe I just said that, but the finish line does. The finish line, you know, that thing that you're chasing, that thing you're seeking, that thing you see in the distance. The finish line is that thing that you see that you're trying to get to. Recently, Chris, my son, was going through exams. I was like, hey, kid, your momentum has to carry you past the finish line. Like, don't start getting focused on wanting to get to the finish line. People want to get to the finish line. I want to pass the finish line. What I was trying to tell him is like, you're coming down the home stretch. You have one more exam left in a class that you know that you're doing well in. This is not the time to let off the accelerator. You have to dig deeper, even though you know you're doing well in that class. So what I'm trying to get you to do is think about how you can carry momentum beyond the thing that you're trying to achieve, beyond the finish line. Like, take, for example, reflect back for any runner that's been in the Olympics. And often when you're watching the Olympics, a lot of people end up paying attention to who finishes first. But I actually look at the top three because I want to see how far past the finish line they each get. That's because I'm looking to see who has continued momentum, like whose momentum is continuing on, as well as who still had more gas in them to go, and they just didn't measure it effectively. Like, let me translate this into pursuing your passions or your goals. You can't just look at the finish line of your goals, at the destination that you're trying to get to. You need to create, instead, a steady stream of momentum that will carry you past the goals. The key word in that sentence is steady. Too many people are choosing to make their pursuit a sprint, and they either burn out or get frustrated or both. If you take the perspective that your dream is a marathon and each lap requires steady consistency, you will last longer. And most importantly, you will build up the momentum that will carry you past the finish line. And here's the big key. You must keep being steady even on those days when you don't feel like it. I'm human too. I know what it feels like, okay? But this thing is called determination. And the only thing that makes each of us different in terms of our success is really linked back to one thing, determination. We all have different skills. We are each born with unique talents. We all are smart. We all have things that hold us back, and we all don't have all the resources. So at the end of the day, there are those who look to get to the finish line and those who look to go past it. The only difference between the two of them is determination. So go and be determined and look beyond the finish line. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.